Millie, we got about 2-3 minutes before the break, then we'll bring you back. Okay, so let's talk about largest obstacle of any homeowner, other than credit and a job, is down payment and closing costs. Would you agree with that?
I would.
Okay, how long have you been doing this?
Oh, my goodness.
More than 20 years?
Yeah, I started when I was about two, so
yes.
About 1980s.
Okay. Right out of diapers.
Exactly.
So we see it all the time on our side. Down payment and closing costs are the two largest hurdles. And with the home prices continuing to go up, mm-hmm. and with homeowners not leaving their homes due to the low interest rates that Jeremy mentioned earlier, okay. It is getting more expensive to purchase a home, and it's getting more discouraging for first-time home buyers. But there are programs out there. You know, we've got a 1% down payment program with no PMI, and they throw in some money for closing costs.
Wow.
So
nice.
It's a great program. These are different programs. And everyone's like, well, why are you guys talking mortgages? Why is Millie in here? Why? Because we
people
have a,
need houses still.
We have
they
a
need
market
a place to live.
Of 8 million people in the Chicagoland area.
Yeah.
And there's more than enough programs to go around. So quickly touch upon what a CRA. We got a minute and about 20 seconds before the break. What is a CRA? What does it mean, Community Reinvestment Act? And then we'll pick it up on the other side of the break.
Right, thank you. Community Reinvestment Act is actually, again, providing and lending in the communities where we live, where we work, and where we serve. So, again, especially we're looking at underserved
correct.
And minority communities.
Black and brown communities.
Low to moderate income, low to moderate access. Yes.
And those are areas where they've been passed over.
Historically.
Historically, and they haven't had the financing available or the training, right? We talk about housing training and education, which is a huge part of everything that especially here on the show every Saturday. We bust chops, we have fun, we talk about Frank's manzillions and all that stuff. He probably didn't want me to go into it, or the bleaching, which he really needs, but we didn't want to go into it.
That either.
But this is important. It's okay. Homeowner education. You could buy a home, mm-hmm. great, congratulations.
Yeah,
let's have a part. How do you successfully maintain ownership without getting the red notices? You're 30 days late.
Yep.
You're 60 days late. And when you get 30 and 60, you got a really good shot of being 90. And
right.
when you go 30, 60, 90, guess what? 120, here comes the freight train around the corner. Because once you hit 120, it gets really ugly.
It does.
And we're going to dive deeper into that after the break. But you've got programs, down payment assistance.
Yes.
And you have also... any move-in specials, or is it more down payment? Any specials to cover closing costs as well, or is it more down payment that they could use the money for the down payment and then your grants and your funds and then
I think we just need to ask her how it works.
Okay, we're
after the break, and then we'll really know.
Thank you. It's both.
Yeah,
but
cool. So we just want to know how it works, Millie. To be honest, that's what Dave was trying to say. To
I loved it. So yeah. Dave is being wonderful.
I know,
he's actually setting me up. I appreciate
that's
this, Dave.
Good.
But you're right again.
All right, smart guy. You want to take us into the break? Go ahead. Of course.
312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We'd love to hear from you anytime that you want. And is it the Northwestern Media Newsroom?
Is next from the Northwestern Media, Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. This is Homestead,
okay,
Chicago. Listen, when I start...
That wasn't that bad,
when I start pricing out...
You had to look at a
when
sign.
When I start pricing out kitchens and bathrooms...
Sure.
You could move mosey on over
all
here.
All right, fair enough.
Other than that, stay in your lane there, Junior. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line, which you messed up. It's your own company.
Uh-huh.
The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. I'm going to throw it over to Jeremy Hogle, Mr. Transition Expert here. You want to introduce
Millie? Well, first I was just going to say thanks for our listeners for holding on to such a long break, right? I mean, that is a 10-minute break, so I appreciate you for still listening and being with us still.
Way to make it a big
exactly.
deal out
yep.
of it instead
just,
of just blowing
know,
right by
exactly.
it. Uh-huh. Rule number one, just
yep.
blow right by
uh-huh.
next
yep.
time. Don't bring it up.
I'm going to
okay.
start
you're
taking
learning.
Notes, too.
Sorry,
yeah. And I guess the question was, Millie, like, how does this down payment assistance work, right? Like, what are the processes? What does it look like? And how are you helping our listeners?
Thanks for that question again. Actually, it varies on the program. So
okay.
basically, it's always good to have a conversation with the mortgage banker or us, and we'll see how many different programs and products that we can layer with it. Because we found out many people are looking and waiting for 20% down, and we don't need that anymore, by all means. So a couple of different grants that we have, and I'll break one. It's called our Welcome Home Grant. Now, this has three buckets to it, for example, and it's up to $16,000. Okay. And I say up to because it's 3% is actually based on what we call minority grant, and it's based on how someone identifies themselves. So simply, they have to identify themselves as a person of color, and it would be 3% of the purchase price, maximum $6,500.
Okay.
That's one bucket.
Yeah.
The second bucket is basically if you purchase a property in majority-minority census tract. So there is a website, the FFIEC. There's a geocode. And actually, when you're purchasing a property, you're not going to actually know necessarily until you find it.
Okay.
So this is something, again, we keep in mind, depending, again, on where you're purchasing. But as long as the property is 50.01 majority-minority, that also qualifies for 3% of the purchase price, up to $6,500.
Okay.
So many times, again, it's a minimum of this of $3,500 on the program, period. So $6,500 based on how you identify yourself, up to $6,500 on where the property is located, because that's what you asked. And then there's also a $3,000 based on the income, LMI and LMCT. So basically, if you're 80%, and again, I don't expect everyone to know these numbers, just let us know, we'll let you know. But it's 3% based on whether or not you are low income and purchase in a low to moderate census tract.
So what is considered low income then, just so our listeners?
So right now, again, it's going to be varied, again, and thank you, based on where you live. So it's going to be varied depending on what county you live. But for example, 50% of the median income may be around $50,000.
Okay.
80% can go up right now to about $87,000
okay.
for the person that is actually applying for the home.
Sure.
And then again, the minority grant can go up to 120%, so maybe even $132,000.
So, I mean, you highlighted a lot of numbers.
I did.
And you said it fast, which is okay, right? So nobody's writing that down. So the recommendation is just, hey, if you're looking to purchase a home and you're having a hard time coming up with that down payment and you are a minority
yes.
or identify as a minority, reach out to you.
Absolutely.
Like
absolutely.
That's the answer.
That's a huge answer. And not only do we have these Welcome Home Grant programs as well, we can also layer with other programs that we have. And many times it can go up to $29,500 or even more.
Wow.
And that's why we said definitely talk to us, let us know, because there's different grants that are not even on this, but we will layer them with them.
When you say identify as a minority, what does that mean? I mean, if you have somebody that came from...
Like Dave. No, Dave's not going to identify as a minority.
I could if I'm going to get 29 grand.
Dave's from a different planet. That doesn't matter.
No, I'm just saying. That, yeah. No, in all seriousness.
No, I'm serious. I get it.
If my relatives walked off the Mayflower, okay, and have been, and I'm sixth generation or seven, whatever generation, pilgrim, right? And I've got, and I'm solid, you know, with an English descent, right? And I've got no minority blood in me, classified as minority blood. Who knows what that means anymore,
yeah.
right? So what type of scrubbing is BMO doing to say, can you just say, yeah, I'm a minority? Or do you have to show any type of proof that why you think you're a minority?
We're actually going to hold you at your word. This is how you self-identify. You're filing an application, an actual legal application, so I would think people would not want to say otherwise. But this is why, again, we
so
say...
It's
that's never been done
it's
before.
An, it's no, an ethical thing.
It is an ethical thing.
Yeah.
Okay. It's based on how you identify yourself.
Okay, so that's the only barrier.
On the application, you
okay.
check what it is, how
so if you
race
feel
and
identify as a minority, you could get your those funds.
Yes.
I'm just listen. Mm-hmm.
You're
I'm
not
going
do
through
that, but
no,
yeah.
No. Right. But I'm sitting there as a listener, going. Mm-hmm. You had mentioned, you know, that you identify as a minority, and listeners are thinking right now, well, what does that mean? And you just clarified it, right? If you mm-hmm. feel that you're a minority, you got access to how much money?
On this particular one, just based on that, is up to $6,500.
That's a lot of money.
3% of the purchase price.
Okay, and nobody's judging if you think you're a minority. If you think you're a minority.
That's
God
on
bless
the
you.
Application,
okay.
yes.
All
you
right.
asked it. There's the questions of race and ethnicity based on how you answer that.
And the
Absolutely.
Only reason that I went, because we did go through the Wild West days of the subprime world where, you know, you had people buying 6 to 10 condos.
No income, no assets.
Right. You know, let's just flow a flight against the wall. All right. So if our listeners want more information about these type of products so they could dive deeper, because like Jeremy said, you know, you got three or four people with their notepads writing it down. Mm-hmm. One is Jeremy's wife.
Sure. She's looking
for a different house. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. After today,
Ellen Hogle.
She's like, you said doo-doo and gun cocking in the first hour, Jer. Like, what's wrong with you?
And I've got an opportunity to get $6,500.
Exactly. Or more.
I'm out of here.
Yeah.
All right. If our listeners want to dive deeper, what's the best way for them to dive deeper to get more information?
I think they should definitely contact us because every person is different. So, again, based on all the qualifications that you have, give us a call. We can see, again, not only are you qualified for this, but maybe other grants as well.
Is there a website, a phone number? Where's the place that they should go to land on?
We have special mortgage bankers and specialists that handle this. So, again, I would say definitely reach out to us.
Yep.
Okay. My number is 708-497.
Slow down. I'm accused of talking fast, and I always say, listen faster, but that doesn't work a lot of times. 708-497-0492. That's on your desk?
Yeah.
Does that come right to you?
That comes right to me.